Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Welcome to Everyday Miracles, where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities each and every Thursday. I'm Candace McClain, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about something I think everyone can relate to, or, you know, at least everyone has experienced at some point in their lives. And this is that idea that sometimes it feels like life pushes us around. We're moving at such a dizzying pace, just trying to keep up with our responsibilities and, you know, trying to get by, and quite often with little or no consideration of our deepest desires and wants in life. And even in the case where we do know what we want in our lives, we don't necessarily know how to create that. So think about this for a moment. I'm sure you've all done this. You've been to workshops. You've read countless self-help books. I mean, how many professionals or healers have you consulted with over the years about this very thing? Now, I'm sure you gained some knowledge out of those experiences and from those people, but in the end, does your life today look the way that you dreamed it would? Are you absolutely thriving in your business and in your home life and in your social life? And most people aren't. It becomes difficult to manage all of these things. Well, today, Jan Jansen, she's a coach extraordinaire, I'd like to say, who will be joining us on the show momentarily. And she understands this whole predicament all too well. She has written a fabulous book that I just finished reading. It's right here in front of me. It's called Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt. Because aren't those just the three things that stop us dead in our tracks? Well, today Jan's going to share some surefire ways to help kickstart the rest of your life starting today. You don't want to miss that. And if you do have a question for Jan today, or maybe you'd like to share your experience of where you are now and where you'd like to be, of course, we'd love to hear from you. As always, you can call us direct at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can fill out our instant feedback form on the Transformation Network website at www.transformationtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. And also, quickly here, before I bring Jan out, I want to mention something new that I'm doing. I'm going to be featuring a special for listeners who want to experience a hypnotherapy session with me. And I know most of you think that, you know, you have to live where I live and it's got to be this one-on-one session in an office. But that's not what we're doing anymore. We're starting to use Skype in this way, and it's working out so well for people, because here you are in the comfort of your own home. You can have a personal session with me. So every month I'm going to feature a new special. In the month of August, I have a special on past life regressions. So if you've ever wondered what that experience is like and what maybe experience from a past incarnation is holding you back, this is really a great opportunity for you to find out. So again, this applies to Skype sessions only. For more details, you can visit my website at www.everydaymiraclesshow.com. Well, let me tell you a little bit about my special guest today, and I'm very, very excited to have her here. Jan Jansen is really an extraordinary entrepreneur. She's a healer, a coach, a minister, a writer, and she inspires people around the world. And most importantly, she does this by giving them the tools they need to live their most amazing life now. Now, I know Jan is probably going to share some of her journey with us today. Like all of us, she's had her hardships, and what she teaches people and what she brings to the table are her tried and true methods. So when life knocked her down, she fought her way back. And here's something that really impressed me about her. She bought her first franchise at the age of 19 years old, and she's been an entrepreneur ever since for over 30 years now. She's a best-selling author of 4 books, all of which educate and empower people to make positive change in their lives. And this woman knows how to live life. She spends her life living in some of the most beautiful and tropical locales around the world, everywhere from Mexico, Arizona, and Guatemala to Costa Rica and Panama, where she gets to live a truly magical life. And so she's going to share some of that journey with us today as well. Now, as I've said, Jen's really been a source of inspiration for me and for many people, but especially to women. And she's mentored women entrepreneurs to experience new levels of success, really, in all aspects of their lives. Now, I've had the opportunity to connect with a number of Jan's clients, and one after the other, they tell me that their lives have forever changed because of working with Jan. So actually, I want to read you all something. I'm hoping Jan doesn't get too embarrassed here because she doesn't know I'm going to do this to her. But this is what just one of her clients had to say about her. So here it is. Jan is amazing. She is the most powerful healer I've ever met or worked with. Jan is unique and powerful because she works at a very deep soul level. What separates her and why I personally hire her is that she is able to work at all levels and dimensions. She can uncover whatever is going on and why, and then most importantly, clear it. There's no long psychoanalysis or drawn-out process. It's just uncovering and clearing. Jan has surpassed my expectations. I absolutely get whatever I need to get from a session with her. They're all very, very powerful, insightful, and transformative. Jan, thank you for joining us today. It's great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you, Candace. I'm actually just grinning from ear to ear because that just makes me feel really, really good. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And these are the kinds of messages I've heard from people. And the changes you've guided them through step by step has changed their lives on every level. And so what I want to ask you is, here you are today, best-selling author, living in the tropics, wildly successful. But I know it wasn't always this way for you. So what are some of the greatest challenges that you've had to overcome to become the woman you are today and the success that you are today?
I think the challenges started right from the time I was in utero, Candace, to be quite honest. My mom was 39 when she got pregnant with me, and I came 10 years after the last child. And she had no intention of having another child. So for the first 6 years of my life, I was actually called the mistake. And that was really hard because even though it was said in a really endearing way, I now really fully appreciate the impact that that had on me. Also at the time, about the time I was born, my parents had just switched religions and had become Jehovah's Witnesses. So here I was brought into a very tumultuous household. My older brothers and sisters were not keen on this whole concept. Mom wasn't even really happy about it, but Dad ruled the roost, and he said, we're becoming Jehovah's Witnesses. So I was born into this new family of Jehovah's Witnesses, and I spent the first 38 years of my life as one. I left 11 years ago, and it was a really tough decision, and certainly my life went into absolute chaos, I have to tell you, Candace. And it was out of that chaos that, A, this book was written, Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, and I had to figure it out. And it wasn't always easy, but it certainly did change my life, and I am so grateful for the experience.
I imagine that, you know, as a Jehovah's Witness, you must have gained a lot of skills that helped you to become the successful businesswoman you are today. What would you say that religion taught you?
Oh my goodness, my first book actually is called Devil with a Briefcase. And it's when I took apart literally the religion of the Jehovah's Witnesses from a business standpoint, because they are outrageously successful. I mean, I think anybody that has such an incredibly unpopular message and is so successful. I wrote the book in 2007, and literally in 2006, according to their website, they had 7 million volunteers do 1.4 billion hours of volunteer work.
Wow.
So You know, that's absolutely phenomenal. I think any network marketing company or corporation or charity would love to have that kind of success. So from a very early age, I learned, A, to do public speaking. They have a very, very rigorous public speaking schedule. I learned to go from door to door from the time I was a very young child and talk about my message and promote my Watchtower and Awakes. And, you know, I think all of those things, and then just learning the values. They have some really good values. I mean, today I don't agree with the religious beliefs, but their values are really good. That being honest and really having the focus and the discipline and learning to work hard. And those things have really served me well and have really served me well in business. Getting along with people. You had no idea who was going to be on the other side of the door. And it wasn't always friendly. I mean, I've been mobbed by an angry group of Ecuadorians when I was a missionary there. Wow. I have had dogs sicked on me, hoses turned on me. So when somebody says, well, what if they say no? I mean, I have to tell you, I just about burst out laughing. Like, yeah, what if they do? You know, they're not going to hang you. So just get on with it. So I think all those things have been really helpful.
Yeah, because we're afraid of that word. We're afraid, you know, we're afraid of no. We're afraid that people won't accept us. And so I can see how that would have been really good for you to be able to knock on those doors and even, oh well, you know, you got hosed, and that happens to all of us, but we just pick ourselves up and we move forward. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, but please stick around, because after the break, Jan is going to share with us some of her insights that are in her book, Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt. We'll be right back.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's SEAandearth.com for more information.
welcome back to Everyday Miracles. We're speaking with healer and best-selling author Jan Janzen today about her book, Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt. Well, Jan, as we were talking about earlier, you've helped a lot of people over the years. And, you know, here's what I find refreshing about what they have to say about you. You really help them in all aspects of their life. You know, maybe they hired you for your business expertise or your network marketing expertise, but in the end, you helped to heal the individual, the soul. You take a holistic approach from everything. You look at what kinds of food they're eating, what their relationships are like, what their business is like. So tell me a little bit about that, why you take that approach with everyone.
Well, the reason I do, Candace, is because we are whole.
Yeah.
It's not like we're walking around with these separate little components. And everybody would love to think, for example, that our emotions are all neatly organized, like California closets been through and put all the blue shirts with the blue pants with the blue shoes. And it just isn't like that. We are such a mess of emotions that it's more like, I describe it like trying to find a grain of rice in dog food that you've put through the blender. So to say that this is only your business, for example, well, if you're having emotional issues and relationship problems, that is going to impact your business. If you are unhappy with your finances, I can guarantee you it's affecting your weight and your health. So everything is absolutely totally intermingled. And it is impossible, in my experience, to separate it and say, well, we're only going to deal with this today. So people will come to me, for example, in a healing session for work with money, but they've also got relationship issues. They've got the weight issues going on. Their business isn't working the way they want it. Their life is being affected in every single way. And it isn't an isolated story.
That's true. That's true. And I can see the value in doing that. Now, you've worked a lot with women entrepreneurs, and I know that you're passionate about helping women with business. What does it mean to you to be able to help women, and what do you find are some of the distinct challenges that maybe women entrepreneurs face opposed to men?
First of all, women have got some different, what I call genetic coding. So that is what the DNA and cellular level, you actually have been programmed to respond differently to circumstances and situations. So, for example, a man will just go in and he will deal with it. A woman will take it to heart. It'll be something personal. She might get upset about it. She might have all sorts of emotions that to a man would seem like, are you serious? Like, would be completely, like, unbelievable. But for a woman, they take a lot of this stuff on. Second of all, women have major issues with earning money, and lots of it. We have been programmed, again, from a DNA and cellular level, that it's not nice, it's not Christian, it's not spiritual, it's not ladylike, it's not all sorts of nonsense, that we earn money and lots of it. And I really believe that if we were to double the income of every woman entrepreneur on this planet, we would change the world. I don't know that I would say that about if we doubled the income of every male entrepreneur on the planet.
Yeah.
But I know that if we were to double the income of every female entrepreneur on this planet, we would have a very different world, Candace.
So if you're saying that's programmed in us, in our cells, in our DNA, how do we change that? How do we create a new program?
It's actually not all that hard. You know, when I came out of the Jehovah's Witnesses, my life really was fabulous. I was happily married. I lived in a beautiful home. I had been married for 18 years. We, you know, lived in this home overlooking the ocean forest behind us. I had a six-figure income. And 9 months later, my husband said to me, I don't want to be married to you anymore. And I have to say, it was absolutely like a shock. So I was doing all the personal development work. I walked on fire, I jumped off of cliffs, I bent steel rebars with my throat, I went through sweat lodges, I mean, I did a lot of stuff. And literally, I ended up homeless, almost bankrupt, and divorced. Wow. And I thought, are you serious? Like, I have spent tens of thousands of dollars in doing all this work. And I'm sure there was some benefit at some level, but my life certainly wasn't looking like I wanted it to. And that's when the work that came, that I now do with my clients, came in. It was downloaded to me. And honestly, it's because I pestered Zephyr up there for about 2 years and said, I need to know. Like, I am not willing to live a life like this. And so the information that came in is the information that's in Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round. But it was a very simple tool that was given to me. Now, remember, Candace, I nearly failed grade 10 science. I had no knowledge of, you know, physics. I didn't have a psychology degree. I had not done healing courses because being raised Jehovah's Witness, that was all the work of the devil. So there was no way I had touched any of that. But I was insistent that I find answers to my life, because I wasn't willing to live the life I was. It was pathetic. It was sad. It was really to be pitied. And I was frustrated, like a lot of people are, because they know they're really good. They know they're brilliant. They know they're talented. They know they're gifted. That's the frustrating part. Mm-hmm. If we thought we were stupid, it would be easy, but we know we're not, and we know we deserve better. So the line that was given to me was, I release at a DNA and cellular level. And whatever comes out after is what needs to be released. So in someone who is working, for example, a woman who's working with the money programs, I release at a DNA and cellular level the belief that I don't deserve to earn money and lots of it. And I let go at a DNA and cellular level the belief that I can't have the life that I want, that I yearn for, and I know I deserve. And you can go on and release at a DNA and cellular level while you're driving to work, while you're laying in bed and can't sleep, while you're in the shower. Keep on releasing. You'll be surprised what comes out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth are the thoughts that are in your subconscious mind that are running your life, and you aren't even aware of them. When you say that sentence, I release at a DNA and cellular level, it literally begins that purging, that cleaning process. And you will begin to regurgitate some pretty amazing beliefs. And when you feel complete and empty, you're done for the moment.
Hmm. So, Jen, what are the various merry-go-rounds that we do get stuck on?
There's a lot of them. One is a big one that, of course, for a lot of women is dieting, you know, the whole weight, obesity thing. Illness. We get stuck on a whole thing about illness. You know, my mom used to say, if I felt better, if I got well, then, you know, what would people think? You know, it was like her illness defined her. And for a lot of people, sickness defines them. Their ADD, their menopausal, their whatever. That's a merry-go-round.
You'll see groups on the internet, the same thing, where they all have the same illness, and then they just, you know, talk about it.
And it's like it becomes their identity. Right?
Yeah.
And so, well, I can't do that because I have ADD or whatever it is, right? So illness will define people. I fire around it. And these things can be very real. It's just that it becomes a merry-go-round because it defines you. It limits you. It stops you from living your amazing life. Exhaustion, the feeling of not being good enough. This is a big one. Everyone needs to like me. I'm going to tell you, Candace, it's impossible that everyone will like you. And that is a merry-go-round that people are stuck on. And about several years ago, I started a pole dancing company, actually the year I became a non-denominational minister. And the media dubbed me the pole dancing minister. And let me tell you, a lot of people didn't like it. It was pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
And I had a blast. But let me tell you, what I learned that year was that no matter what I did, there were going to be people who liked me and then people who didn't. And so I decided, you know what? I didn't care anymore. I was going to do what I liked and what made me happy. And if it didn't make you happy, oh, well, get over it, right?
Yeah.
But that thing that everybody needs to like me is a big thing. Stress is another massive merry-go-round. I can't do what I really want to do. I mean, people say that to me, well, I have no choice. They'll usually say, well, I have no choice. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. You always have a choice. Even if you don't have a choice over the situation, you have a choice over how you respond and react to the situation. You are always at choice, always at choice. Overwhelm is another massive merry-go-round. Playing small. I don't deserve that. That's another big merry-go-round. I need to be perfect. I mean, women, that's a big thing. I need to be perfect.
I need to be the perfect mother. I need to be the perfect wife. My house needs to be perfect. Yeah.
Yep. No time to look after myself. The debt. That's another big one. I have to live where I currently live. You know, as I travel around the world and live around the world, I've been a gypsy now, this is my fourth year, and people will say, well, I can't do what you do. And I go, why not? Oh, and they'll have all the reasons why they can't. And those are all just, you know, excuses. Those are, that's a merry-go-round. You can live exactly where you want. The need to stay in a bad relationship. There's only one way to do something. Procrastination, victimhood, chaos. That's a merry-go-round. Drama. Bad sex. No sex. Not enough money. Too much to do. Low self-esteem. These are just some of the merry-go-rounds that I cover in giving off the merry-go-round. And these are real. People get on this and, you know, that merry-go-round feeling that you just can't get off, that you're stuck, that you're trapped.
Yeah.
People want freedom more than anything, and yet they get on these merry-go-rounds and create this life that doesn't work for them. And I just say, yes, you know, you can change it. You absolutely have total control over changing it. You absolutely can. And let me tell you, if I can drag my and get myself out of the mess I was in, homeless, almost bankrupt and divorced, and a mess physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, to where I am today, the life I live today, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it.
Well, we're going to take another quick break on that note. And, you know, during the break, everyone, just think about that. Think about all those things Jan said. What are the merry-go-rounds that you're stuck on? Because I'm sure there was at least one or two in that list that you said, oh, yeah, I can see that. So think about that during the break. And when we come back, we're going to hear some more insights from Jan Jansen. Stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McClain, a clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
And And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Jan Janzen today. She's author of Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt. Jan, if our listeners would like more information on you and this phenomenal book, where can they go for more info?
If you go to janjanzen.com, so JANJANZEN.com, under my success store, you'll see all of my books and products.
Beautiful. Now, just before the break there, we were talking about the various merry-go-rounds that we're on, and I challenged people during the break to think about what their merry-go-round is. Jan, why do you think it's difficult for us to get off those merry-go-rounds? Why are we afraid to at times? Do you think it's easier for us to stay in chaos because it's what we're comfortable with?
Absolutely, and it's what's accepted. So, for example, when people say to me every day, you know, how are you? I always say, I'm fabulous. And they kind of look at me like, really, what are you smoking? You know, what kind of drugs are you taking? And I always say that because they're not used to it. They're used to fine or okay or, you know, whatever it is that's, you know, pretty ho-hum. And my life isn't ho-hum. It's fabulous. And even on a bad day, my life is more fabulous than I would say a lot of people's are. So people expect you to be in chaos. They expect you to be a victim. They expect you to have problems. They expect you to be struggling with the economy. People expect that level of what I call absolute mediocrity or less. And when you rise above it, you are actually stepping out of the tribe. And we have a tribal mentality that's actually programmed into us, again, at a DNA and cellular level. So we are programmed that when you are part of the tribe, you're part of the culture, you're part of the mainstream, that's where it's safe because that's where the masses are. That's where the herd is headed. And when you leave the tribe and you get out of tribal mentality, A, it can be a little bit freaky. I'll tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. And second of all is it can be a bit lonely. And then it's absolutely fabulous because you realize that you didn't want to be part of the tribe. You didn't even belong in the tribe. And the tribe doesn't really match your values.
Time to find a new tribe.
People hang. Yeah. You need to go find a new tribe.
Yeah.
Okay? And for a lot of people, they're so used to being on these merry-go-rounds and having, because the other thing is, if they didn't have the story, if they weren't talking about their weight or their money or their bad relationship or the house they don't like or the kid that's, you know, a problem or whatever it is, then what would they talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Because they really haven't developed that amazing life that I believe is possible. And if you spent a day with me, you would find I don't talk about those things because they're not how my life works. It's not what my life revolves around. And so people are usually fascinated. Like after a half hour, they go, wow, you're the most fascinating person I've talked to. It's not that I'm the most fascinating person. It's just that I actually have a life outside of these merry-go-rounds. And that life works, and it's really good.
So having supportive people in your life is obviously very important. And sometimes our families aren't the most supportive people. And I know that that's something that you've struggled with. At least historically, your family did not agree with the way you've chosen to live your life, and they were still involved in the religion. So how did you personally deal with that, and what did you do to move on from that?
Well, we always have two choices. We either stay in the unhappiness or we move out of it and find our own happiness with or without them. And so you're right. My mother has passed on, but my father to this day is 88 years old and he still doesn't talk to me. It's, I think it's too funny. You know, two of my siblings don't talk to me. So I have one sister that has anything to do with me and she loves me dearly. So I had to learn to live without all the family. And there's blessings to it. You know, in the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, Susan Jeffers talks about this from the standpoint that everything is always a win-win. So if I had fabulous family that supported me, that would be a win-win because there would be great family things to do. And, you know, this past 4th of July, I would have had family to be with and all of those good things. The other win, not having a family, is that I got to do what I wanted. And I didn't have to ask anybody if I could sleep in or do this or have this for dinner or where I live or anything else. That's a win. So every situation has a win. We just need to look at it and look for it because it'll be there. And so not having family is a win for me because it gives me complete freedom. If I had family, then I'd find the win in that.
Right.
And you can do that with anything.
Right.
Anything.
And I think sometimes it's the guilt that keeps us there too, isn't it? Or the guilt that keeps us in a bad marriage or in certain relationships. Have you found this in working with people that guilt is a big part of this?
You know, I was fed guilt morning, noon, and night, you know, and then give it an extra dose before I went to bed. So, I mean, I understand guilt better than I think anybody did. Jehovah's Witnesses are raised on guilt. So I know with guilt, manages most people's lives. And yet, if we just let go of the guilt and come back to, and I'm always looking at why you have the emotion. So that's probably a big part of my work is, where is that emotion coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Because it could be coming from a past life. It could be coming from the way you were raised. It could be coming from a religious upbringing. It could be coming from the media. It could be coming from family. Wherever it's coming from, we need to let it go. Because it is controlling your life, and probably
right.
in a way that you don't really like.
Right. Now, what most people don't know about you is that you're actually quite intuitive. So this is something that you use in working with people as well, and probably you pick up on if someone is experiencing something from a past life, if that's where it's coming from. How did you become aware of this gift of yours, and how do you use it to help your clients?
Well, I have to tell you, Candace, it was one of those "are you kidding" moments, because here I was in this mess and just saying to whoever was up there, "You need to help me, because I'm not willing to be here if this is my life, because I deserve better, and I am not going to put up with this." And I had very bold conversations with the universe, and so I just said, I need the information. And the information started to come in. Along with the information came this incredible gift of healing and an opening of my intuitive sense. And it scared the you-know-what out of me, as you can imagine, because here I was, had been trained from infancy that this was all the work of the devil. And now I can actually read people's thoughts. I can see entities in a room. I can feel all sorts of things. I can go back into past lives and pull out incidents that are creating havoc in now people's lives. It took a while for me to get used to it, but once I did and I realized what a tremendous gift it was for me, not only to be able to work through stuff in my own life, but also with my clients, what I'm now able to do is go way past their conscious mind. So I'm able to go into the subconscious mind files. I'm able to communicate with them at a soul level. I'm able to talk to the body. I'm a medical intuitive as well, so I actually can see inside the body. So I can actually pinpoint problems and issues that have been created because of emotions. So it was a shock. I have to admit, I was surprised. But once I realized that this was a gift, it was a very beautiful, sacred, spiritual gift, and I relaxed into it, oh my goodness, it's been 6 years now, and it has been absolutely, truly amazing.
It really is. And that's one of the things, too, is we're not always aware of what our most sacred gifts are and our talents. A lot of people feel like they're missing some direction in their lives. So how do you help them to connect with what their sacred gifts might be?
Well, one of my dearest friends, Monique McDonald, teaches a course on sacred gifts. And so I have been through that many times, and I really believe that we need to let go of the guilt and the belief that we should be good at everything, because we're not. So everybody is good at a certain number of things. It might be just one or two. It might be four or five. So I only do what I'm really good at. I only do what brings me joy. And those things, you will know if it is a sacred gift, if it, for example, produces extraordinary results. So I think of when Paul Potts opened his mouth to sing, it produced extraordinary results. Everybody
right.
cried. Now, if I opened my mouth to sing, everybody would cry. It would not be because it was beautiful. It would be because it was painful. Okay? That's the difference.
Yeah.
It also brings a you joy. And we talk about being in the zone. And when you are in the zone, you are probably using one of your sacred gifts. So for the person who is writing a book and it seems to take forever and it's just this big burden that they're carrying, well, writing is probably not a sacred gift.
Right, right. So there's, okay, so, I guess, a process of assessment then, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Find out what's not working and why, and find out what your talents or your gifts are, what puts you in the zone, and then do something about
it,
right?
What puts you in the zone. And also, sacred gifts are always, always, always used for the good of others. The fact that you get the blessing of being in the zone and seeing the extraordinary results creates magic in your life. So you can go to yoursacredgifts.com and find out about sacred gifts. And it's a very beautiful teaching. It's a very sacred teaching. It's a very ancient teaching. And once I found out my sacred gifts, and that's all I do all day. I don't do things that aren't my sacred gifts. And then I go find people that need to do all the other things to make my business and life work, that those things that I'm missing are their sacred gift. And consequently, I have created an amazing team around me that loves to do what they do. And I don't micromanage, which they love, because I trust them. I trust that they are as brilliant and gifted at what I have hired them to do as I am at what I do. And that's created, again, a very different energy in my business and in my life.
Yeah, a lot of us have this idea that we have to take it all on ourselves, but we need to be mindful of what we're good at and what other people are good at. And when you bring that together, it's very synergistic, and amazing things can happen. Well, we're going to move to another break really quickly right now, but when we come back, some final words from the incredible Jan Jansen.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking bring to color and your spirit so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Hey, we're back. Thank you for tuning in today. We are talking about this very inspirational book called Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt with Jan Jansen. And Jan Jansen's a healer. She's a best-selling author. If you'd like more information on Jan, or maybe you're interested in working with her, she put some great programs together for all people, not just women and not just women entrepreneurs, but people from all walks of life. And you can go to her website at www.janjansen.com for more information. Well, Jan, it's been so wonderful having you on the show today. And you've given us a lot to think about. One of the things I quickly wanted to touch upon as well is in your book, you use an interesting analogy. You refer to the five CEOs that make up each of us. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about that, the five CEOs and their significance?
Absolutely. You know, because I didn't have any medical training and my science knowledge was really limited, the universe gave me this information in business terms because I've been an entrepreneur for 30 years, so I got that. So the five CEOs, the first one is your conscious mind, which most people are aware of. It's that voice that's in your head and usually is nattering at you like crazy. The second is your subconscious mind, which is like a filing cabinet. And the thing is with the files, it's not the thought that is the critical piece. It is actually the emotion that is attached to the thought, and that is what is running your life. It's the emotions, not the thoughts. So that subconscious mind is just full of those emotions linked to the thoughts, and that really is important that we bring to the front of the filing cabinet the programs that you really want. The third CEO is your body, and it's talking to you all the time. And so when you don't listen, it's when you usually run into problems. The fourth CEO is spirit. And it is, some people call it life force, chi, energy, breath of life, but it is very, very powerful. And when it is, when your life isn't working, it's kind of like a hose that's kinked and it's constantly, the water doesn't run through. Spirit is running through us every day, but the hose is kinked. And what I do is unkink the hose by letting go of the emotions, programs, and beliefs that are blocking you from leading your amazing life. And the fifth CEO is soul, which I believe you've come here for a reason, especially if you were here in the middle of 2011. You are here for a very important reason. And your soul is probably telling you what it wants to do and what you need to be doing, and you may be blocking that. And it could be showing up in all sorts of physical symptoms, and it gets often misinterpreted as PMS, menopause, ADD, depression. I call it divine discontent. Your soul is speaking to you, and you are not listening, and it is just trying to get your attention.
So how can we, you know, taking that information, how can we move into a place where we feel more in control so we don't feel like we're, you know, spinning away on this merry-go-round? How can we own our power?
Well, the first thing, as with most things, is you need to understand you have the power. Because if you don't believe that you have the power, then you have no control over it. So when you bring the power within yourself and stop giving it away to everybody else, and you do that every single day, people do. They'll say things like, well, it's just the way it is. Or, well, that's the economy, or that's the way the company does it, or that's the way we do it here, or that's the way it is. That's giving away your power. And you are probably doing that many, many times a day. So I'm going to suggest that you just pick something in your life that you're really, you've had it. You want this changed. And own the power for creating what you want. Get really clear on what you want. And that's another big issue is people are so nonspecific about what they want. So it's like going into a restaurant and sitting there and waiting while you haven't got any food, but you haven't ordered. So you need to be really specific about what you want, because that's an important part of creating what you want, is knowing what it is. And then understand that you fully are responsible in being a co-creator with the universe in making whatever you want possible.
You talk in the book as well about how big is your why. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that ties into this.
People have been really taught, especially in the last few years, I've noticed it's got scary, that people's whys have been, we used to say, you know, they're on the back burner. Well, now they've taken them right off the stove and gone and buried them in the backyard, Candace, because it's come down to survival. And survival is a really awful, awful emotion to be in. And really, I believe it is very, very unnecessary. So if we really get clear on the why do I want to create this? Or why do I want more money? Or why do I want a different relationship? Why? And you should be able to articulate it with great passion. If you're saying to me, well, you know, I want a why because I'd really love to take the kids somewhere else this year other than just camping. That's about as much emotion. I mean, that wouldn't get me out of bed. So notice the passion that you have. How much detail do you talk about things? When my partner and I are talking about...
Go ahead.
Pardon me?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, when we're talking about this, we're like alive. It's vibrant. It's real. We are like on the deck of our house that we want overlooking Sedona, and we are having that glass of wine, and we are seeing exactly what we want to see. It's real. And for most people, it has become very not real, and that's a shame because it will never happen then.
And you'll see a lot of people who say, okay, I want this, but then they don't make any actions towards it, or they don't seem excited or passionate about it. So what is that all about?
Oftentimes, there's a very major program that runs most people, and that is, I cannot have what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because from childhood, mom and dad said, stop dreaming, don't be ridiculous, that's silly, like, who do you think you are? And even if you had supportive parents, all it takes is for somebody to say something, and it can literally register in your mind. One of my dearest friends was a dancer, and one of her teachers said to her at like 14, well, you'll never be successful because your thighs are too big.
Mm.
And, you know, here she is 40 years later still struggling with her thighs, because every time she thinks about that, she'll remember that teacher saying it as if it was the gospel truth. And, of course, it's not. It was that one teacher's opinion. But we will take that stuff in. So we have a program that runs just about everybody I know that says you can't have what you want. You don't deserve it. You'll never get it. Most people don't. And when you have that kind of program, well, that's exactly what happens. It's self-fulfilling.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Jen, for being on the show today. It's been a pleasure to have you.
It has been fabulous to be with you, Candace. Thank you.
And do you have a final message for our listeners today?
I really want people to know that I don't care where you live. I don't care what your situation is right now. I don't care how desperate it feels. I don't care how deep the hole is. I want you to know that within you, within the very core of your DNA, is the power and the ability to create what you want. You can do it. You honestly can.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to have you. If any of you would like more information on Jan and her coaching and the work she does and her books, you can visit her website at www.janjansen.com. That's Jan Janzen, JANZEN.com. And it's been wonderful to have you. I highly recommend this book. It's called Getting Off the Merry-Go-Round, How to Create the Life You Want Without the Fear, Doubt, and Guilt. Take it from somebody who knows, and Jan Janzen definitely knows. I want to thank you all for listening in. We'll see you back here next week. Have a fabulous week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.